Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Welcome to another episode on Every Day with Jesus broadcast. And we've been studying Bible truths concerning the local church. Praise God. Bible truths concerning the local church. I bless the name of the Lord for an opportunity to share this timeless and eternal truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians in chapter 4 again. In the last teaching, we saw how that the emphasis of a local church should be about equipping the saints for the work of ministry. And that if a man is not situated in a place where there's an emphasis on the work of ministry, then such a church cannot be referred to as a healthy or sound local church. Hallelujah. Imagine if Jesus were to be your pastor. Amen. And most times the reason why people just opt for any kind of church or just settle in any gathering of the saints is because they've taken their eyes off the focus, off the standard that we have in scriptures, the person of Christ. Christ is our model. Amen. So I can't imagine sitting in a church pastored by Jesus and there's no emphasis on ministry, and then Jesus is suddenly talking more about this life, achievement, success. I mean, I'm talking as a church, not a university lecturer or a specialist or an expert in business, in the business field. I'm talking about the church. And suddenly Jesus is passionate about this life and is trying to get men to, you know, go after this life. And that's what his message and his church is built on or centered around. It doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. If you're fasting your gaze on the Jesus that is found in the Gospels, in the narratives of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you realize that you cannot refer to a church that is not emphatic about ministry as the church of Christ. Hallelujah. Such a church will be rebuked. You know, in the book of Revelation, we saw how that Jesus rebuked the churches. Then we're going to come back to that. I mentioned we're going to come to that before the end of this series. So we're going to come to the book of Revelation and see how Jesus rebuked the churches. Glory to God. Jesus rebuked the churches. And you see that the most important thing on the heart of Christ is men yielding themselves to serving his cause. Hallelujah. So today I want to make progress by explaining to us what this ministry is all about, to further explain to us what the ministry is about. Ephesians in chapter 4. For me, I think some years back I used to have this idea of ministry is everything, anything you find your hand doing and all that. And of course, you can't blame me. That was passed to me by some pastors and preachers. But I never even thought it that way. I never did. It was just lying somewhere in my subconscious that ministry is anything you find yourself doing, anything, you know, God has called you to do, in quote. But then, much later, I was to realize from the preaching of God's word, from a better presentation of scriptures or a proper interpretation of the Bible, I was to realize that ministry cannot be just anything you find your hand doing. Amen. No, it can be. Ministry has to be defined for us in the word of God. Hallelujah. So at Ephesians chapter 4, these are clear scriptural positions that should make you just relax your grip on this wrong interpretation of scriptures or wrong interpretation of what ministry is. Just relax your grip. Let it go. Hallelujah. Because these are very clear. You cannot say you did not see it. The only thing you can say is, I don't agree, or I won't receive this, I will reject it, I won't take it, I won't take it, I won't settle for this, but you cannot say it is not clear. It is so clear. Hallelujah. Ephesians in chapter 4. Glory to God. Ephesians 4:11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some pastors and teachers, for what? The equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. Hallelujah. Jesus gave ministry gifts to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Another version says to prepare the saints for acts of service. Amen. So there is no local church. There's no sound or healthy local church outside a setting where the saints are being trained and equipped for the work of ministry. Amen. And if you go to a medical school, you expect men to come out as medical doctors. If you go to a law school, you expect them to produce lawyers. If you come to the Church of Jesus, you should expect that we are producing ministers of the gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, pray the Lord of harvest that he will send laborers into his field. The church is the ground for producing laborers in the vineyard of Christ. Hallelujah. Ministry. He himself gave some to be apostles. Hallelujah. Some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. The word equipping means for training the saints for ministry. Hallelujah. Now, it's important to realize or to know, to keep in mind that this is the same reason why the Holy Ghost was given. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. And you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. So you receive power to become witnesses. The word witness means to bear witness to testify to. It's about the preaching of the gospel. So you receive power to be ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. Jesus gave his spirit to make men ministers, able ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. And then he gave the gifts of men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what? For equipping us to be effective ministers. For the same reason. Glory to God. Now, if you look at these ministry titles very well, or offices very well, you discover that it is going to be a total misuse of your office as a spiritual leader to start dabbling into teaching business principles and all these earthly things. Hallelujah. Imagine prophets in the Old Testament teaching business. Praise God. It doesn't make sense. The office you stand in does not give room for such things. The office you occupy does not in any way harmonize with secular things or carnal things. Hallelujah. A prophet is known to be a prophet because he bears the Spirit of God in the Old Testament, and is known for his utterances that glorify Christ. He's known to be a man that speaks the mind of God. So there is nothing carnal or secular or earthly about his office. And that's the same with the New Testament. So you are not a spiritual leader. You are not an apostle to start talking about earthly things. Glory to God. No. A man is an apostle because he is the sent one. That's the meaning of apostle. He's the sent one. Sent by who? Sent by Christ to proclaim the good news. Hallelujah. A man is a prophet because he is meant to speak about Jesus. Hallelujah. An evangelist, a pastor, is all about the knowledge of the Son of God. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15, Bible says, I'll give you shepherds or pastors according to my own heart who will feed you with knowledge. The knowledge there is specific. It's the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. So the offices we have in the body of Christ, the ministry gifts we have in the body of Christ, themselves already show you and point to the fact that it cannot be about earthly things or material things or carnal things or secular things. Amen. A pastor is not a professor. A professor is not a pastor. In the church of God. You can be a professor in the world, in the things of the world. You can be a professor lecturing in a school, but if you are a pastor, you are not to function like a professor in the church. You are to function as a man who has been appointed of Christ to feed his flock with knowledge. Hallelujah. Now, many times people assume that all these different offices exist because they have different messages. Not true. It's about their way of operation. Amen. It's about their way of operation. And we're going to get to studying ministry gifts someday. Their way of operation. For instance, an apostle does not settle down in a place for too long to teach. So eventually, an apostle dedicates the pastor, or delegates the pastor rather, to the work of equipping the saints continually and feeding them and overseeing their lives. Hallelujah. An apostle is known for going everywhere with the gospel of Jesus. Paul even says he has made it, he made it his aim to preach the gospel in places where Christ has not been named. So when he's done fulfilling his ministry there, he will return back to other places where he had done ministry to see how the churches are doing. But then the people in charge of the churches were the pastors. So it was not that Paul had a different message and then the pastors under him were teaching something different. No, the message of Christ that Paul took to the world was also the message of Christ that the pastors were feeding the church with for maturity. But the way of operation, there's a difference in operation because of the gift. Hallelujah. There's a difference in operation because of the gift. For instance, look at Acts of Apostles. See this here? Glory to God. There's a difference in operation because of the gift. But it is one and the same message. Hallelujah. It's one and the same message. So look at this. Let's see something very important and instructive in the book of Acts of Apostles. Praise God. Acts of Apostles. Look at this now. Glory to God. Acts of Apostles chapter 12. And verse 25, praise God. So it's the same message, but difference in style of ministry, in operations. Acts 12:25. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. It says, Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry. Amen. Now, you can't say this about the pastor. This is about the apostolic mission. They had gone to different places to preach. So they had fulfilled their ministry as apostles in those regions. Amen. Because the work of the apostle was to take the gospel to places where Christ has not been named. Hallelujah. You find the same kind of description at Acts of Apostles 14. Glory to Jesus. Acts 14. And from verse 21, Bible says, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. So they had made many disciples in the city. Now look at verse 26. From there, they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. Hallelujah. Now a pastor does not complete his work. A pastor, you know, a pastor is for the training of the saints for a long time. It's a lifelong endeavor. Amen. So a pastor stays with the flock, keeps teaching and instructing and equipping the saints. An apostle moves from place to place, region to region. An apostle is not stationary like a pastor. An apostle goes from place to place. Hallelujah. Look at Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, the epistle of Paul to the Romans. Hallelujah. Chapter 15, glory to God. Look at what it says in this place. Romans in chapter 15, and I'll read from verse 18. He says, for I would not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. So he says, I have made it my aim to preach. Look at verse 20. I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation. Hallelujah. So he went from Jerusalem, round about to Illyricum, going through Gentile nations, and he was preaching the gospel. A pastor is not meant to act like that. Amen. Of course, there are pastors who, because of the love of money, because of the love of honorarium, they abandon their flock or their sheep and they begin to go around like itinerant ministers. Amen. For the love of honorarium. A pastor is meant to stay with the flock. Glory to God. A pastor is meant to stay with the flock. Hallelujah. An apostle goes around. So it's the same message, but differences in operation. Back to Ephesians in chapter 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians in chapter 4. God be praised. Ephesians chapter 4 again, verse 11. And he himself, that is Christ, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some pastors, evangelists, pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. Hallelujah. The ministry offices are given for the equipping and the maturing of the saints for the work of ministry. That is, if I submit to a sound ministry gift, I should turn out to be a sound minister of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Ministry gifts are meant to produce ministers of the gospel. If you submit to a ministry gift, you are meant to turn out to become an effective minister of the gospel. You should be equipped for the work of ministry. Hallelujah. Now, what is that work of ministry? And that's the focus of my teaching today. What is that work of ministry? Hallelujah. We live in a time and generation where the word ministry has been so bastardized. The word ministry has been redefined, modified. The word ministry has been defined to suit people's passions and lust and interest. Amen. For say, your own ministry is this and that. I was once in a church meeting and the pastor said, I kid you not, the pastor said, for some believers, their own ministry is playing football. Amen. Because if you look at the man very well, you know he's so skilled in it, he's passionate about it. That's his ministry. For me, my ministry is being a pastor. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not a judge of intent and motives, but I'm a judge of what people say. Hallelujah. So I'm not judging his intent or motives. I'm not saying, well, he has a treacherous motive or he just wants to mislead people. I'm not really sure about that. I just know that what he has said is misleading. Praise God. You know, falsehood is not falsehood because of intents or motives. Falsehood is falsehood because it is false. So, whether you heard it as a rumor, whether somebody passed it on to you without you verifying, if you pass it on to others and we find out that it's a lie or it's falsehood, then you have deceived us. Amen. There's no such thing as a Christian being a footballer and playing football is his ministry. It doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. It does not make sense. Hallelujah. And that's because many pastors or preachers today have conveniently re-explained or reinterpreted or modified or redefined what ministry is. Rather than get busy training the saints for the real work of ministry, we have told the saints that the work of ministry is anything their hands find doing. It's anything you can lay your hands upon. The work of ministry for you is your career. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible does not in any way preach or teach, whether by implying it or, it's not implied, it's not stated, that a believer's career is his ministry. It is not stated or implied. Hallelujah. The ministry is the ministry, and the ministry is well defined in the scriptures for us. The ministry is what Jesus told us to do, go into the world and preach the gospel to all nations, preach the gospel to all creatures or to every creature. It is not about your career. It's about the work of Jesus. It's about the preaching and the proclamation of the gospel, getting men saved, getting men filled with the Spirit of God, getting men to come into the knowledge of the truth and making disciples of men, of nations. That's the ministry. Hallelujah. It is separate from your career. Praise God. Do you realize that Jesus was a carpenter? Praise God, a carpenter. Mark chapter 6 and verse 3. Glory to God. Mark 6 verse 3. Let me start from verse 1. Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get this wisdom? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. They said, is this not the carpenter? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? Amen. So Jesus was a carpenter, but then he realized that his ministry was not carpentry. Amen. Also, there's the deception of, that's not your career. That's your career is not your ministry, but your career is a platform for the ministry. Jesus did not see carpentry as his career. Neither did he see carpentry as a platform for the ministry. Amen. It doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. Because ministry is not something you just pick up by yourself. It is not something common to men. Whatever you find an unbeliever doing cannot be the ministry. Amen. Ministry is something we received when we got born again, when we received the knowledge of salvation. So if it is common to us all, if you can find it in the world, it is not the ministry. This should be quite basic, actually, and that's why I feel that a lot of people are just being mischievous. I mean, if banking and finance is your ministry, why did you have to go to school to learn banking and finance? So a secular institution that keeps you to fulfill your ministry, ministry that is found in God, ministry that is spiritual, is something you go to a secular institution to learn. It doesn't make sense. Hallelujah. So your career is not your ministry. Luke was a physician by occupation, but that was not his ministry. He had to preach the gospel and reach out to men and learn to lay hands on the sick, and they recovered. Hallelujah. Because the ministry is separate from your career. Your career is not your ministry. The ministry is not your earthly or business career. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you know that Paul was a tent maker by trade? Paul's career was tent making. And there's no place in scriptures that make us realize that Paul's career was tent making. No, Paul continually made reference to the apostleship as his ministry. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 18, verse 1 to 3. So we really need to wake up, guys, and stop deluding ourselves and deceiving ourselves and agree with the word of God and submit to God's wisdom. The ministry is something found exclusively in Christ. You don't find it in the world. You don't go to secular institutions to learn it. It's something exclusive to men who are of faith, men who are born of the Spirit of God, men who are in Christ Jesus. The ministry is something you do by the Spirit of God, not by the knowledge of the world or the wisdom of the world, which you can learn anywhere. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 18. The reason why people are redefining ministry is because the church is not busy equipping the saints for the work of ministry and having an emphasis on preaching the gospel, on how every believer is meant to share his faith. We don't have such an emphasis. So in order to excuse that lack of emphasis, we rebrand the ministry. Amen. So it will appear as though nothing is missing. And then when we ask you, how is the ministry? You say, the ministry is going on fine. And what you are telling us, you know, what's in my mind as I'm asking you that question is different from what is in your mind as you're answering that question. I'm asking you about the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, but you are giving me an answer based on what your pastor or a preacher somewhere has told you about the ministry. So again, I ask you, how is the ministry going? And I'm talking about the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then you say, the ministry is fine. I'm doing great. I'm, you know, we're pushing, trust God. And you're talking about your business. Because in our minds, we have different definitions of ministry. My own is biblical and your own is not scriptural. I'm not talking about you. I'm just giving an analogy. Praise God. Acts of Apostles chapter 18. Glory to God. Acts of Apostles 18, 1 to 3. Bible says, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. Because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome. And he came to them, so because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked. For by occupation, they were tent makers. Hallelujah. So by occupation, Paul was a tent maker. But look at the next verse. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. So he was by occupation a tent maker, but according to the ministry, he was a preacher of the gospel. Amen. So that means they settled down to trade together. They did business together in the city. And then they would go into the synagogue to preach the gospel. That's the work of an apostle. That's the ministry. So we see a clear distinction between his career and the work of ministry. They are not the same. Hallelujah. They are not the same. In fact, look at this. Acts of Apostles chapter 20 and verse 24. Something striking. Hallelujah. Contrary to the thought that your career is your ministry, the ministry itself is a spiritual career. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 20 and verse 24. Look at this carefully. Hallelujah. Bible says, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Hallelujah. To testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Now you see that word race in the English language, that's the word dromos in the Greek. Guess what it means? It means a career. Hallelujah. It says, I do not count my life dear to myself. None of these things move me, so that I may finish my career with joy. And the ministry, the word ande is the Greek word kai or kai, hallelujah, K-A-I, and it serves an explanatory function. Praise God. So to finish my race with joy in the ministry, even the ministry, that is the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus, to finish my career. And this career is the ministry. The ministry itself is a career. So the same way man gets so busy with his ethnic career and gets so busy with his business and gets committed to it, the ministry is meant to be taken as a career in itself. Hallelujah. Not that your ethnic career, your business is the ministry. No. The ministry that Jesus has given to you is a spiritual career. Hallelujah. To finish my career with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So Paul would do tent making for making money, and then he would do the work of ministry for serving Jesus. Hallelujah. So every believer has received the ministry, and this ministry is separate from your ethnic career. It doesn't make sense. The Bible does not teach that ministry is your career in the world. No. The ministry we have received itself is a spiritual career. And we must focus on it. We must be diligent about it. So the Church of Jesus exists for equipping us for the work of this spiritual career, this ministry. Glory to God. That is the essence of the church, of the local church. For equipping the saints, for equipping the saints and training the saints for the work of ministry. Saints are meant to turn out well-rounded. Saints are meant to turn out more effective. Saints are meant to turn out to fulfill their ministries because they've submitted and settled in a sound local church. Hallelujah. The joy of any pastor, any spiritual leader is when men and women are effective in doing the work of ministry. And then we are sharing testimonies of changed lives down the years. Hallelujah. The boy that met the gospel through you, that lady, that woman that met the gospel through you, that city, that environment that came in contact with the saving, with the knowledge of the saving grace of Christ because you went to preach. That's what we're talking about. Hallelujah. That is the joy. That is the pride. That should be the joy and the pride of every minister of the gospel. The equipping and the raising and the training and the building up of men for the work of ministry. Hallelujah. This is important. So your career is not the ministry. Your ethnic career is not the ministry. The ministry that we have received of Christ is a spiritual career in itself. And it demands the same kind of focus, the same kind, if not more. Hallelujah. More dedication, more focus, more attention. Praise God. Let me not catch you say that. In my own, I'm not to do ministry. I just want to make money for the ministry. Me, I'll go and make money for the ministers of the gospel. You are unserious. This is your father's business. Hallelujah. Don't ever be caught saying, I'm not going to do ministry. I'm going to make money for those who are going to do ministry. What do you think you are? Amen. Some spiritual financier or sponsor, somebody who wants to bankroll God, doesn't make sense. God has equipped you and enlisted you as part of his soldiers. As a man sent to the world to preach and herald the good news. Glory to God. That is our collective task and mission in this world. Praise God. So the ministry is not your earthly career. The ministry is preaching the gospel to the lost. And then we have ministry in the body of Christ. It's all about the gospel and it's all spiritual. Praise God. It's all spiritual. 2 Corinthians and chapter 5. Let me close with this. And then we'll continue from here tomorrow. The ministry is not your earthly career. The ministry we have received itself is a spiritual career. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I'll show you another definition tomorrow that shows how that the ministry is a career in itself. Amen. You know, it's there in the scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians and chapter 5. And I'll read from verse 17 again. See that which we have received as the ministry is that which came at salvation. Amen. It is something not found in the world. It is not something that was in the world before Jesus came. It's something peculiar and exclusive to men who have faith in the work of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Having reconciled us, he sent us to tell men how to be reconciled. The same thing he has done for us, the same thing he has brought us into, he now sends us to tell others. Is that too much to ask? Hallelujah. It's like somebody, you know, in an environment, maybe a rich man just comes around in an environment and then says, I want to be good to people. I want to be generous. So he sends out money and then he gives people cash gifts. He gives some, car gifts and all that. He gives another man a land and then, you know, he's just being good. And then he says, tell everybody in this environment that there's something free for them. There's something they need to come and pick up. I have a gift for everyone. And then you say, I can't do it. You are a selfish person. Hallelujah. You're a selfish person. Praise God. The reason why you don't want to tell others is because you are selfish. That's why doing the work of ministry is the greatest way you can show love to this world. Show love to men and women in this world. You don't love a man you don't preach to. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't love an unbeliever, rather, that you have not shared the gospel with. You don't love an unbeliever that you have not shared the gospel with. You don't love an unbeliever. You do not care for his soul. You do not care for his life till you begin to tell him about Jesus. Hallelujah. That's being selfless. That's wanting others to partake of the very things you have received. Do you know what it means to be saved? Do you know what it means to be saved? I'll remind you. It means if the world comes to an end today, your eternity is secure. Hallelujah. You're not going to be lost. You're not going to perish. You're not going to perish. You're not going to be lost. You're not going to just fizzle out into non-existence. And that's what you're meant to invite others into. So it's selfish if you don't preach the gospel. It's selfish if you don't develop a minister's mindset. It's selfish, more selfish, when a pastor, a church leader, or a church administrator does not encourage the saints to be effective ministers of the gospel. Hallelujah. And then what's the substitute? Your career. You see, that's the height of selfishness. So we say you don't need to preach the gospel. Don't worry, it's not for everybody. Just focus on making money. Have you seen? So because it appeals to your lust, you will take it and embrace it as truth. But it doesn't make sense. Making money for yourself cannot be your ministry. Cannot be the ministry that Jesus gave you. The ministry that Jesus gave us is consistent with the salvation he has given us. That's why in the salvation we have received, what we receive with that salvation is ministry. Hallelujah. The ministry that Jesus has given you is consistent with the work he came to do. So he finished the work and sent you to announce it. That's the ministry. Glory to God. So don't fall for the deception. Your earthly career is not your ministry. The ministry is preaching the gospel to the lost, ministering within the body of Christ, ministering to one another, and ministering to God. The ministry is spiritual in its essence. Hallelujah. Spiritual in its nature. We're going to continue from here in the next teaching. Do good to invite your friends, family members, colleagues, classmates, and let's come together to have a great time again in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day of being full of the Word, full of faith, full of spiritual songs, full of the Holy Ghost and of power, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.